So the name of our town is called Cloud Catch, with maybe some additives TBD. So it's going to be an English-style village. It's not, like, really big enough to be called a town, I guess. Well, a small town, maybe. There's not a whole lot of stuff in there. But your basics to have in a functioning town, there's, like, one stop sign.
Nice.
Just one.
I mean, there's probably,
there
like,
two
more
roundabouts.
Than that. So yeah, and there's like one gas station, like one of each thing. We got a grocery store, a museum. We have a museum. I guess a lot of small towns don't have one of those. So we're
coming up in the world.
That's pretty dope. What?
We're well known for our small town, small village feel. So
yeah.
Keep it that way.
And also, I feel like we should have, like, one thing that we're known to produce.
Sheep.
That would be very cute.
Aww.
I was going to say alcoholics, but I like your thing better.
I like sheep.
Alcoholic sheep.
Oh, my gosh.
We pre-boost them for you.
Well, watch out, Bob. Them sheep's been getting into the grain mash again.
Got
drunk sheep rumbling through town. But don't worry, they're polite. They waited at the stop signs.
I kind of love the idea of every time you just walk downtown, there's just a drunk sheep just bumbling down the street.
It's a feature, not an issue.
You see one passed out in a ditch, and you're like, "Is it? Oh no, it's just drunk."
Don't worry, it's a feature.
It's fine. It's a feature, not a bug.
Bob,
feature.
Your sheep got into your bathtub alcohol again.
Your brazen hooch.
Oh, geez.
Your hooch cooch.
Oh my.
Okay, so sheep. But the big feature, geographically speaking, is the town is in a valley. Up on the hill, there's like a church that is may or maybe not haunted, with like a big cemetery in the back, and also a sketch as fuck funeral home, which also may or may not be haunted. Beyond that is the forest, the woods, and we got fog. Lots and lots and lots of fog. That's, in fact, another feature of the town. Is the reason it's called Cloud Catch is because it's very, very foggy. There is a gorge just beyond the forest, and if the fog is thick enough and you have the misfortune of being in the forest and also lost, you may step right off the edge of the world and plummet to your death.
You might... Fuck.
So the gorge
Don't...
is also possibly haunted.
Don't fall in.
Oh, wait, yes. Not possibly. It is definitely haunted.
Super haunted.
Since this is a Monster of the Week style playthrough, a lot of them...
Everything's haunted.
Everything comes from the gorge, pretty
the
much.
Gorge.
We'll have the misfortune. It's Area Zero.
Ground Zero. Ground Zero for hauntings.
Yeah. Things just climb up through the mist. As if there was no gorge at all. In fact, one might say the fog acts as a portal.
I call it a gasp.
Listen, everyone knows you can't trust water, and having it just floating around in the air like that, extremely dangerous. Who let that happen?
God.
What is the government of the city?
What is the government?
Yes, how is it run? Is it just regular,
like,
normal mayor? Or
yeah, there's
town
a mayor,
council.
There's a town council, but, like, the council's gonna be, like, Billy Joe Thornton, who has the drunk sheep, and, like,
the teacher.
You know,
the
farmer.
Huh?
Yeah, I feel like it's actually...
you shouldn't do that. That's the... In Scarlet Hollow, the mayor is a dog, so you shouldn't do that.
I would be surprised if there was a real place in the world that
the
has a dog.
The mayor
is
a sheep.
Is a sheep.
There is an honorary mayor, because there's never actually a mayor. Oh, here we go. Like, how about, like, the mayor got killed all the time?
Oh.
Like, everyone who got... elected as mayor just would die almost immediately. So they just were like, fuck it, no mayor. The sheep is a mare.
I like that. Except I was trying to think of like a sheep mare pun, and I couldn't think of one.
Need a quick opinion.
Okay.
Grenades. Or.
Oh.
Grenade launcher.
Oh, grenade launcher!
Oh my.
I feel like knife.
I mean, these houses is like wood.
This is very like hot fuzz.
To grenade.
Brick does not keep guns, so
he doesn't need to.
He's got a grenade launcher.
Only grenades.
So this is kind of giving me hot fuzz vibes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like everyone in the town has actually got like caked up with guns.
Oh my gosh!
And actually, firearms.
I think he'll
firepower.
He'll have a gun, but he just keeps it in the car all the time.
Mm-hmm. Or he has it that's not loaded.
It's
I like the idea of you going to shoot and being like, click, click.
Oh,
fuck.
Dang it.
Dang.
What the fuck
beans.
That is unsafe.
So unsafe.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He's going to have a shotgun in the car. Shotgun, yes. And then the only thing he carries with him is a big knife.
A knife.
I got a 9mm big knife and a baseball bat.
Wow.
No tracks.
It would be funny if he just carried a brick with him everywhere.
This doesn't live up to the name.
This is little brick.
Little brick.
Wouldn't it be fun if somewhere bricklet. In your sheet you hid like a little percentile chance that one of your grenades is the brick?
You throw a brick.
That's good. I mean.
Oh, also I named my. I've decided the car's name is Guzz.
Guzz.
Because they guzzle gas.
That's good.
That's cute as hell.
Can my guy just work for the local police office?
Yes, I kind of don't like the idea of there being an established monster hunting unit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, all of the agency stuff is going to be just the regular police for you. All of your training and your professional shit applies.
Okay.
I'm going to... Go ahead.
What I'm thinking is that he'll be in the regular police, but he's doing the whole monster thing because the department's just throwing him on it because they're like, nobody else will do this.
Mm.
You go do it.
Here, keep yourself busy.
Keep yourself busy.
Mm.
So your playbook will tell you, I think, if you have armor.
Mm.
Or that has to do with your toughness, maybe.
I think it's...
You have to get, like, some kind of armor, or, like, I know the Spellslinger has... the Spellslinger has a move where you have an enchanted article of clothing that gives you armor.
Yeah, so it's something...
It's in your class.
Gear related or class related.
It will tell you.
I'm going for an extremely breakable character.
Ooh, glass cannon.
Please.
Protect me. Protect your grandmother.
Please.
Do they have a library?
Yes.
There's a library.
How big is it?
I work there.
Library.
Or I worked there.
Library size.
Library size.
Small town library size.
Great, okay.
So, like,
what's its name?
Library.
Oh my god.
The library.
I don't know, we haven't thought of it yet.
Cloud Cache Municipal Library.
Yeah. CCML.
I'm just asking questions.
Kind of cute.
That's where I used to be a librarian, so I used to work there.
Things.
Great. Casualty.
Here.
What is the exact population number?
At least more than
this
one.
Very
Jeez,
moment.
Do you want to know my shoe size?
Tell the internet.
I love that.
Oh, where is it located? Like in the
centrally.
World? Centrally. Oh, we're not getting a specific spot?
I mean, I do have the map, I just don't remember.
Like, we have a map of the town, there's just, it's not going to be like...
Oh, you
like
mean the
state?
Town?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, is there a state it's in, or...
No, it's like... Sort of America, but with European vibes, with English.
Oh, I thought we were in, like,
so
literally
just,
Britain.
Then just do, like, Maine or something.
Yeah.
Somewhere super foggy.
Maine.
Yeah.
Too big. The mountains of Maine.
Okay, I've never been to Maine, so I'll take your word for it.
I've been once, and it was a seaside village.
I have been to Maine. It's lots of mountains and hills. Or if we wanted to go Canadian, we could do, like, Newfoundland.
And then all of you will just talk, like, a
Belgian.
I have a transatlantic accent.
Newfoundland has, like, a very specific accent itself.
It's like
I mean,
Southern,
we can default to
Canadian.
Maine because that's hilarious to me.
What's that?
Just Maine. Maine. Being in Maine is hilarious to me.
Yeah. Also, like, the land, it's the land of Stephen King, so I feel like that tracks.
King and
Lovecraft. No, Lovecraft is more Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
But Maine is definitely Stephen King.
Bangor.
But Stephen King was mostly the coast of Maine. Well, no, he didn't really do the interior of Maine much. Anyway,
this
that's
is
not
more
matter.
For this is more. It's gonna be like more vague. It's gonna be more
that's fine.
For a,
it's not really that important.
Maine-ish.
Everything happens.
Numinous. Same vibes. Oh, good boy.
How about we introduce each other's characters and then we can.
All right.
Okay. I still don't know what my in town job is gonna be.
Oh yeah, I guess yeah. Does everyone have their in town job decided?
My character is fucking done, flushed out, ready.
Nice.
So
I can do it
so
from memory.
You're a cop. You're a librarian. You're a huckster.
Retired.
I am a psychic.
Okay. So how about this? You either work in the library as Helen's replacement. Yeah, and Helen trained you, and occasionally comes in to answer questions.
Oh, I still hang out at the library all the time.
Okay, yeah, but also you want to make sure your protege is doing their job. That way we can kind of
like
condense
books in random places.
Yeah,
condense locations.
And do you have like a job, or you just go around huckling people? I don't know.
Heckling? He works for like the police sometimes. He does shows sometimes.
Okay, so you are the fake psychic.
I'm the fake psychic. Fake
psychic, real psychic.
Yeah.
You're like John Edwards, but for real.
Okay, so you and Brick would know each other.
Yes.
All right. Let's start with you. Go
me?
Ahead.
Oh, why are you gonna start with me?
Because we're talking about you.
Okie donkey.
Oh, no.
All right. So everyone knows my guy is Kane.
Is your first name
Kane.
Raisin?
His name is just Kane.
Okay.
Raisin?
C-A-I-N. That's his show name. He doesn't tell you what his real name is because then you would know his family line, and
Raisin.
He doesn't want that. Shut the
just,
fuck up.
Just Kane. C-A-I-N.
Yeah. C-A-I-N. Kane. He's
very trustworthy.
Very
got it.
Definitely trustworthy. You can absolutely trust this man with your life.
Why is this font
he,
so
him.
Small.
I'm going to change his age to like 35.
That tracks.
As we get older, it's like, oh, he's so old, he's 23. And now we're like...
Okay, so I'm crooked. So am I going to go into my background shit or just talk about my character?
Tell us what you want the public to know.
Okay.
Share what you're comfortable sharing with class. If you want secrets, you can let us know.
Okay, well, you're not supposed to know my name on our hands, so...
Well, we won't know.
You ain't supposed to know that.
I don't know what that is.
So he is a... He comes from a line of psychics that did have powers, but when he was young, something happened, and I haven't figured that out yet. That's gonna be a secret later on anyway, so even if I did know, you ain't gonna fucking know right now. That, like, ruined the family and made him realize, quote-unquote, that psychic powers are bullshit. They don't actually exist, and he can explain everything away. He's a skeptic. Unknowing that he actually is a fucking psychic, and so because he grew up in this sort of psychic family, he knows all the ins and outs of being a psychic, quote-unquote, and doing the showmanship and this, that, and the other. So he decided to take that up as his job, because what else are you gonna do? He's good at it. Not realizing that he's good at it because he's actually fucking psychic. And Ink just headbutted my knee. So when he's doing the character of Kane, so his showman, his thing he shows to the public, he's got like friendly eyes and he's like tailored suits and like appearances like showman and shit like that, and he does a transatlantic accent. When he's himself, he's like tired and fed up with everything, and he doesn't have a transatlantic accent, and he's just done with the world.
Buddy.
Nobody sees that.
It's just Atlantic accent.
It's transatlantic accent. Let's see what else do I have with him? I don't know. I can't think of anything else at the moment. I think that's pretty much everything.
If you think of something, we can always come back.
Okay.
Should we do movesets as well?
Oh, yeah. What did you pick?
So his move.
moves are notorious, which isn't going to come into play for a long time. That's where if you reveal yourself, which would if you revealed his actual self, you are able to manipulate people more because they know who you are. Like, it's the weight of your
celebrity.
Yes. Kind of thing. But it also can cause problems later. And that's crooked. And for his actual abilities that he doesn't realize is he can encourage coincidence. So he has the Jinx ability. And I picked Jinx because I wanted something that he could do but not realize he's doing it. And he can explain it away. So, like, he can encourage coincidences. So he can, like, be like, that's just a coincidence. I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
My character is named Helen Collinswood.
Oh.
She is an old lady. She is your typical old lady, wears long skirts and knitted sweaters and cardigans and nice floral blouses and has her hair permed. Nice curls.
That was Collinsworth?
Collinsworth.
Collinsworth.
She was in, so this is what, like the 90s-ish? Like we're not in present time, we're in like
yeah, the 90s era.
So. She was in World War II or the war.
Generic you want to call it.
The war. Yes. And she was in like carpool, the mechanics school. She was a mechanic and her like depot got bombed, so she got injured and she left. And she got married very young, but her husband was very abusive and she knew it was a mistake, so she stayed with it for years, wasn't sure if she should leave, and then he got in with like criminals and stuff, and then he disappeared. So she was like, well, that's taken care of. And she just never remarried.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So she became a librarian when she got back home after all that. And she loved it. She really loved mystery novels. And then she kind of started writing her own mystery novels and becoming locally popular. And she's very well known in the town for her, like, perception and intuition.
Okay. So I'm sure you would do book signings at the bookstore or something. Oh, yeah.
She has, like, three novels that people are like, oh, yes, it's Helen. She wrote those novels. And almost no one outside, maybe a few people in towns around the area know about it, but this town is the only one that's like, this is Helen! And then the tourists are like, ooh.
She's a celebrity in the town.
Yeah. And so, and she spends the rest of her days, she's retired now, so she spends the rest of her days doing old lady things like gardening and drinking tea and visiting her neighbors. And she's nosy in, like, a nice way.
Aw, she sounds cute.
I love her.
And her moves... I need to get back to... mundane. So she's mundane.
Okay.
But she's not.
anything but.
She's anything but.
Her moves are going to be, let's get out of here, and that is, if you can protect someone by telling them what to do or by leading them out, you roll charm instead of tough. She does trust me, which is when you tell a normal person the truth in order to protect them from danger. Roll plus charm. On a 10 plus, they'll do what you say. No questions asked. On a 7 to 9, they'll do it, but the keeper just gets to choose a drawback. And then there's also one that's called oops. It says, if you want to stumble across something important, tell the keeper. You will find something important and useful, although not necessarily related to your immediate problems.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So she could find a clue that later.
Oops! Becomes... Oh my!
Oh yeah. My!
Oh, I'm shutting that door.
Averting my eyes.
Or am I?
That's delightful.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, Pip.
Okay. So, my guy's Brick Breaker. It's spelled with, it's not spelled like CK, it's BRIK.
BRIK.
And then Breaker, like BRAKER.
Gotcha.
He breaks.
Break for man.
Only for brakes.
Especially when his car breaks. Breaks.
He literally breaks for no one.
Okay, so he's in the police department for I'll eventually remember the name of this place. Cloudcatch PD. Cloudcatch PD.
Although yeah, I do like the name Fogwatch, but I feel like that's a thing already.
Yeah, he's a cop, but he's a black sheep of the cop department. And it's because he's really into being a detective.
Aww.
He's really into it.
You like your job.
And they find it very annoying. Yeah, he's just a little too much about it. And okay. So they put him on things where he can do stuff alone.
Aww. Buddy.
They don't want him to work with them. So they just they send him out to go like look at like strange sightings and stuff. Like things
I see. I like how you baked that in there. Yeah. Because they would be like normies and then they wind up sending you to this none of this the stuff that they don't want to do.
Yeah, like there's somebody just called and they saw a weird furry creature in their backyard. Can you go check it out, Brick? Sure.
On the case. Detective Breaker is on the case.
I love it.
Since I went the southern accent, he's going to be from Kentucky.
Hell yeah. Okay.
But he moved away from there in his 20s and went to Maine or wherever it was that we end up, if it is Maine or not. But
Maine-ish.
It's mostly because he wanted to go somewhere smaller. It has more mountains.
Okay. If it comes up, we'll just say Maine.
Okay. He aced police school. I'm gonna have that.
Oh, he's really
good in police school.
He would.
Because he was just—he's really good.
He's
at
a nerd.
It. Yeah,
love him.
He's a goof nerd.
He also has a beekeeping hobby.
Beekeeping.
Instantly likable.
Delightful.
Okay, and then I'll go through the moves and then get to the car because the move is part of his car.
Yes.
He has bottle lit up, which.
Conceal, don't feel.
No.
Don't let them know. Well, now they know.
Okay, follow up. If you want to take up to +3 bonus when you act under pressure, if you want, you can take that. For each +1, you keep your holds on. Yeah. Anyway. And then the other one is tactical genius, where you can read a bad situation and then roll cool instead of sharp. And then mobility, which is his car.
What's his car's name?
Guz. So the good things is that it's anonymous. So okay, I should mention Guz is a 1986 Toyota Corolla.
Nice.
Very well used. he inherited it from his late father, and it was even a wreck when he got it. So it's not all his fault.
He just continued the tradition,
and somehow it's still being paid off.
Even though it's like. 8 years old at this point.
Yeah, still paying it off somehow. He inherited it unpaid from his father and just has never can't pay it off. It's maybe green.
We're not sure.
Maybe.
Not sure. It's real hard to tell at this point.
It's green
probably green at one point.
The joke is like, is it green? Is it blue? Is it gray? We don't know.
We don't know.
Is it blue? Is it gold?
I just saw a guy pass by in a green.
The car also has many strange hiding spots, like just weird places that you'll like pull out of
many nooks and crannies for you to investigate.
You'll pull out a baseball or something out.
That's hilarious.
I love it.
Bag of holding, but a car.
Mm-hmm. And it has an 8-track player.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
We should find a sheep in your car one day.
Yes, a drunk sheep.
At least once.
Or
he's taking it back to the farmer he knows it's from.
Yeah.
It always ends up in his car.
Wallace, is that
it's
you?
Just sitting politely in the back of the car like,
take me home.
So yeah, the good things are is that it's anonymous because who's going to look at a 1986 maybe green Toyota Corolla? And it's... What was the one I did? Sealed weapons. I guess that was there's lots of hiding places. Then the bad thing is it's beaten up.
Mm. Buddy.
Anyway.
It can take it.
It's a little rough.
It can take it.
Yeah. His car's just like him.
Oh,
buddy.
Doing the wiggle.
Everyone's so cute.
There we go. All done. That's where.
Who's next?
I guess it's me. My character is Rowan Bailey.
Rowan? How do you spell?
Rowan spelled like how it is, and Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. And I'm gonna be the monstrous, so I feel like a lot of this is gonna be kind of sneaky for now.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I don't know, I think it would be...
Tell us what we already know. mm-hmm. as the people in the town?
So I'm gonna work at the library as Helen's replacement, and generally seems like a nice enough guy, kind of awkward, likes the books, a little bit of an unnerving aura. Like, there's just something kind of weird about the dude, like...
The eyes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Stands too close. Or stands too far away.
Like, in the red zone.
Closer. I can't hear you.
Doesn't know what to do with his hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It would be kind of interesting to have, I don't know, some kind of... I kind of want somebody to know. Mm. Although, I don't know, like, how much are... We're not all, like, ghost-busting around together.
Yeah.
We all know each other as villagers.
It would be kind of fun at break new.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't know, but you have a theory.
I was about to say, it would be funny.
And some of the theory is correct.
Brick has seen something.
How about this? You two get together, and you guess as much as you can, and if you get something right, Lauren has to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that would be really funny.
That would be great funny. Oh, we'll consider it for now.
I'd be down for that.
Could be. Yes. Okay, question. Would anyone have complained or reported about your character at all? Like, had Brick been sent to, like, come check in on
I feel like Helen would.
Brick,
oh, yeah. Oh, man. So Helen saw something weird.
I don't like my replacement.
Calls up the police office and just, like, leaves him, like, a 20-minute message about
Brick
how
just keeps coming and Rowan's like...
Tell me more.
Like,
about the guy.
What's the things that we would know about the guy that are, like, normal? Like, the things they would tell... He would tell us.
He shows in the world.
Yeah.
That he shows in the world. I feel like he's probably not from Cloudcatch, but has maybe been here for at least, like, a couple years.
Yeah.
So he's from out of state or town somewhere. Has been here for at least a few years.
So people trust you, but aren't fully familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't grown up around these people.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like in Maine especially, you don't ever get fully into the townies
mm-hmm.
when you're from not that.
Somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay, Kane's from somewhere else too. They can relate on us.
We all just ended up here.
So it seems like the big thing with Rowan is that he seems like very normal, like almost too normal.
He seems very normal in a way of like this guy is trying to seem normal.
Okay.
Something's
like
off.
An active effort to
Tad Strange. Yeah, I was trying to think of his name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, a little bit like, yeah,
What do you do on the weekends, Rowan?
I read.
Watch game shows.
What do you read there, Rowan?
The Bible.
The newspaper.
I like to go to the
ball
cafe and outside.
I like
sometimes.
To play ball.
My hobbies are working at the library.
My hobbies are reading and working at the library, and also going outside occasionally.
My hobbies are only things that I do.
My hobbies are breathing.
What do you look like?
I don't know.
Yet. I need to draw our guy. We all need to draw our guys.
Yeah, I don't think any of us describe what we look like.
Yeah, yeah no,
well, that's true.
I do that to the old lady.
You're a little grandmother. Are you like Muriel from...
Not quite that doddering.
Oh, okay.
Like, Muriel is very doddering.
Mm-hmm,
this person is the kind, like, mine is like, she looks very unassuming, like, oh, grandma. But she's just like, shifty eyes.
like Judi Dench.
Yeah, pretty much like Angela Lansbury in Murder, She Wrote.
Okay.
She's like, oh, hey, Angela Lansbury, we'll try. We'll let you in on some secrets. And she's like,
I already know.
I already know.
And then for context for the recording, I'm the note taker. I am not participating, but...
You're participating in your own way.
Yeah.
You're the peanut gallery.
I am the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
What are your moves? Also,
are they spoilery?
My moves are...
If they are spoilery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They are.
Okay, so
everyone forget the things I said.
So I'm gonna introduce my character and then we'll have everyone do this little thing that we described.
Okay.
Okay. My character's name is Anya. She's from fiction Russia. No.
Yes, I was thinking that too.
For no reasons, she makes up a country. She says she's from Stensylvania.
Wow.
Does she give a last name or no?
New Pennsylvania.
No, but if you do ask, she'll tell you her last name is Supernova.
That is the best name.
Supernova.
Okay.
Got it.
So, how much can I tell you about her? She shows up. She's not going to be in the first session because I'm DMing the first session.
What is her? It's Wronged, right?
The Wronged, yes. The class is The Wronged. Something shitty was done to her, and so now she's out for revenge.
She her.
Revenge.
She her pronouns. And I guess I could... Well, how much of this can I tell you? Can't tell you how or why or what yet. But she's, like, hot and flashy and is... probably garners a lot of attention in town, and it's probably not received well, because this is a small, sleepy town.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you to come in here with your loud motorcycle and loud clothing and hair? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? So everyone's probably, like, immediately, like, suspicious of her, especially because she's very dodgy when asked questions, like, what are you doing in town? You know, she makes up some shit about knowing Helen.
Everyone knows Helen.
Love those
even,
mystery
maybe
novels.
We do just know each other.
I think we do, but maybe it's not, like, as much as I say.
So, like, even
Helen's my grandmother!
Yeah.
Like, even questions where, she would have normal answers for, she'll still be dodgy about it.
Yeah, like, her last name.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
She has a different last name, huh?
Do you have a cat?
Do I?
Yeah, do you have a cat?
Does Anya have a cat?
That's a typical question. And then...
Do I have a cat? I can't remember. Yeah, no, I don't have a cat.
Not anymore.
I don't have a cat.
Good.
I have a dog.
Pets.
So you're suspicious.
I'm suspicious.
Oh, you're
I
a sussy
you
dog.
You have dog fur on your shoulder, but you don't have a pet.
Hmm. Mm. Do I?
Oh,
I was taking care of wolves.
I mean, you have so much livestock in this town. Those were gifted
up. Sheep. It was stroke. It came into my house.
I must have rubbed past a shoulder with shoulder height dog.
I stabbed a man with a dog.
She's speaking Scottish. Okay, do you want to do move sets or what?
Can I? Let me see if the ones I picked are spoilery.
What is your job?
So.
That you tell people. Why are you or like okay? Well, like why
I'm
do we
coming
know you?
To visit my grandmother.
Okay.
I'm unemployed.
Who's your grandmother?
She's Helen Jones.
Helen's like that's news to me.
She's like, oh, another one. Everyone likes who's your grandmother.
I'll let Helen decide how she wants
pick,
to react
like,
to
a
that.
A kid's name, and I need to be like, I need to go ask.
Do I have a Russian granddaughter?
Excuse me, son. What the hell?
Even Kane's like, hey, you have any family ties? Like Helen.
That's just
Helen's
Helen.
Helen's
like,
family.
I don't. What?
Okay, so I can tell you the moves that I picked.
Okay.
So one of them is Berserk. No matter how much harm I take, I can always keep going until the current fight is over.
That's my favorite.
During a fight, the keeper may not use harm moves on you, and you cannot die. When the fight ends, all harm takes effect as well.
Wow.
All harm takes effect at once?
As normal.
Oh.
Okay. No.
That would be fun.
Like,
then you
insta-death!
Wow.
It's called postpone death slightly, the move.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other one I picked... with your signature, it's called Tools Matter, with your signature weapon, which, I'll tell you what it is, I get a +1 to kick some ass, and my signature weapon is a very glowy sword, and that's all I'm gonna tell you.
Cool.
Flaming, poisoning, raging.
It's just, it's a sword, it looks like it's made of steel, but it's a little bit
shimmery.
Different than how, yeah, it's a little... Oh my. I would not. I do not condone so sticking a sword.
So it's just
in your ass area. Into it.
Needle? Is it needle from Lord of the Rings?
Needle.
The one that turns blue with orcs.
Stinger.
Oh, sting. Needle is the game of thrones.
Isn't it sting?
Is it sting?
Sting.
Sting.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds right
sting.
To me.
Sting.
It's not like I just watched that movie or anything.
Okay, so
sting,
I have.
It's just gonna be sting.
I get a motorcycle.
Nice.
So
his name is
Betty.
Betty. Is it Black Betty?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
It's got like Guy Fieri flame decals.
Oh
on
my
the side.
Yes.
It is the '90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to read through some how to play information, and then we can conclude our session zero. Okay, so here is the hunter agenda. So when you're playing your hunter, act like you're the hero in the story, because you are. That's pretty, yeah. Make your own destiny, find the damn monsters, and stop them.
Hmm.
Think like your hunter would think. Yeah. You all know how to role play. So the full harm and healing rules. I feel like that's pretty relevant. So let's go to that. Ooh, resurrection.
Take damage. Ouch.
Yes.
Take more damage. Big ouch.
So, okay. When you take harm, I will tell you what happened and how many points of harm it was. So you'll mark off that number of boxes on your harm track, and there will be an additional effect. If there will be an additional effect, I will tell you what it is. So, the injury severity depends on how much harm you have suffered. Zero harm wounds, minor. Zero harm wounds, minor. Only short-term effects. Okay. 4 to 7 wounds are serious and unstable. I think they meant 0 to 3 harm wounds. This is a typo. 4 to 7 harm wounds are serious and unstable. They will get worse unless treated, and you're going to check off the unstable box. 8 or more harm will kill a normal human, including a hunter. Note that armor reduces the harm suffered by the number of points it is rated for. So make a note if you have an armor rating. Okay. Monsters are usually a lot harder to kill than humans. Let's see. And they do have some weaknesses that may or may not be limited to certain types of weapons, fire. You know, think of like how traditional monsters and stories are weak to things, and I'm gonna try and stay true to that thematically.
Yeah, it tends to be, I don't know if it's specifically Monster of the Week, like is
yeah
rigid on this, but it's like you have to find. The monster is the point. You have to defeat the monster or find out the mystery, and the whole point is to do that the way the monster has its weaknesses, so there is no true alternative unless it involves its actual weakness.
Right.
So if its weakness is fire, you literally cannot kill it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you know the monster's weakness, use it. If you don't know its weakness, find out using your moves. If you don't use a creature's weakness, it will come back even if you win the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so something to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. So I think in order to keep things interesting, if we have like a traditional monster, like a vampire that has like a bunch of different weaknesses, I'm going to say that there will be 1 or 2 for certain ways to kill it. And then maybe, like, some of the other things don't work as well. I mean, they definitely will hurt the creature, but, like, history. We do have to decide how we know each other.
Okay.
Or if we know each other.
Okay.
So, your character knows who.
Gonna know Brick. Because I've been pulled into the for consultation a few times.
Yeah, at least a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm definitely gonna know you. Everyone knows Helen, so I know Helen. Just even by... offhand, I just know Helen exists.
Are you looking at 76 Corollas?
Yes. wait.
I probably am aware of you because you're very flashy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not gonna get into town until session 2.
I don't know you. Okay.
No one knows
I probably
me.
Don't know you. Probably. If
you're
been very
in the library,
like,
you probably have seen me.
I probably
have. Have you
ever
been to a library?
Oh, that's true.
Well, it's the 90s, so if I want information, I gotta go to the library.
It's true. Oh, yeah, you have to go to the library to get, like, backstory stuff for your actual job.
Yeah. So yes, I have gone. I do know you then. Just by
passing.
Yeah.
I've seen
that
dog line to Rowan.
Okay.
I know you know Brick, but yes. Like, on what terms? Like,
strictly
are you guys
professional.
Friendly?
Strictly professional.
Yeah.
Strictly, like, Kane keeps to himself
well,
pretty.
It, maybe it'd be. I think that is. Well, Brick's gonna want to be friends with everyone, so
aww,
I think
he likes
gonna,
Kane so much.
And Kane's like, oh, great.
Brick's gonna be like, hello, Kane.
Does pretty much.
Hey, Brick.
Hello.
How you doing, Brick?
You
wanna come
over,
Brick?
You wanna come over and watch some game shows?
Sure, Brick. What are you watching tonight, Brick?
You wanna help me collect my bees?
Bees.
I'm yes. allergic to bees, Brick.
I have one in my pocket right now.
Okay.
And bees!
Is that all the people you know?
Yeah, I guess everyone
pumpkin
except
bees.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, I will let you tell me right off the bat if you know me or not, and if you do, I will tell you some secrets about me.
Yes, probably. I would know you the most out of anyone who's probably ever known you in this town, which is
okay.
Not a lot.
Wait, why would you know it?
Helen
knows everything.
Even somebody who hasn't shown up yet?
There's going to be some backstory reason.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine.
Email correspondence.
No, Helen does not email.
Well, if you'll recall, Helen has some backstory history, so...
So, hold on. Would that mean, then, that you could look at my record and see my real name?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you
would.
But
would you care to? Would you have looked it up?
If Brick would have... No, I don't think he would have.
Well,
if
you
Brick
get booked,
like,
it would come up, right?
If he got booked...
I haven't got booked in this town yet.
Okay, then.
Yeah. But also, Brick, if he said his name is Kane, Brick would just be like, okay.
Okay.
Like, there wouldn't be any reason
But if
to...
I don't give you a last name,
eh.
You don't care.
As long as you're not too sussy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What, you're out killing people or something?
Why is there blood on me?
All right, Helen.
I thought I washed it off.
You know Brick pretty decently compared to everyone else, probably.
Yep.
Or, well, not Brick,
Rowan.
Yes, you would know Rowan more than anyone.
I would know Brick.
You
yes.
would
like,
know
literally
Brick.
All of us live in the town.
Okay.
You just know everyone.
I'm nosy.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yes.
You've been to everyone here has
okay.
been
oh, no,
to my house for tea.
I'm sure Brick and Helen, like, gossip.
Yes.
They
oh, God,
yes.
Yes. The goss buds.
Yes.
Goss.
I mean,
hot
I'm
goss.
Making myself a little chart here.
I love it.
A line chart. I've drawn all of your names on each side. I'm drawing lines to who knows who. Okay. So Helen knows everybody. Brick.
I should probably
yeah.
be making notes, actually.
I guess Brick knows everyone, too, to some degree.
Okay.
I think he would be most familiar with Helen.
Okay.
Professionally, though, wants to be friendly with Kane.
Okay. Do you know Rowan?
If we do I think most of the time he probably would have just ignored Rowan because
okay.
it would have just been like some random dude at
I'm
the library.
Gonna draw a dotted
hi.
Line. I'm drawing dotted lines to the people you know in passing.
But Helen might have like been complaining about them or something. Or
okay.
Then that would have been enough.
You're like,
I feel like
with the magnifying glass.
Like,
yeah.
Like I
don't
like Rowan,
me.
But Rowan does weird shit that I don't get. So I'm just like, that boy's on some weird shit again.
That boy ain't quite
so
right.
If you were to call to the police department, maybe you're just like calling out of his safety concern.
Yes, I'm like, Rowan did something really weird and I'm concerned for his safety.
Can you do a wellness check?
Yes.
So, I'm
sorry.
During our exercise, here's what I'm going to do. I want you to describe your actions in a library on a typical day and include something that would make Helen suspicious of you, then Helen's gonna make a report to Brick, then Brick is gonna try
to
guess what the fuck.
Wow, it's like that's
we'll
an intense game
that'll,
telephone.
That'll be fun. It'll be really
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Or if you want to be involved,
yeah.
it could be based on an interaction with you.
Oh, cool. Oh, boy.
That'll
be
fun.
With Kane.
Okay, so that will involve everybody,
okay.
and
yeah.
I will facilitate. So it'll be fun.
I just, side note, I thought of how Helen and Brick really could have met each other. Brick could have gifted her some honey for her tea.
Oh, yeah!
Local honey!
Well, I feel like the town, too, it's like, she's like 70-something years old.
You're
like
the town darling.
I've known people, like, you
yeah.
grew up in this town.
Well, no, he didn't grow up there.
Okay.
He's lived there for a while, though. I think it's going to be, like, a decade or something.
That's enough time.
Like, yeah, I've known people long enough to, like, but when you first came in and I was like, new person. What
I
is
get
your
to know them.
And I was suspicious. I was like, copy off what tea? And then they were like, okay.
Yeah, and then he brought honey with him.
And you're like, oh.
So have you brought Kane over for tea?
Yes.
And Rowan. I'm assuming that's why he got the job.
He's weird, but it's fine.
But he can drink tea.
And he's good at his job.
He can drink tea and he can read.
Yeah.
My boy can read!
He knows the Dewey Decimal System real well.
He knows that decimal system back in front. He got plus one sharp. He knows what's going on.
Alright. Rowan.
Yeah.
Trying
to think of some good, like, suspicious actions that will also be clues.
I'm gonna do what we talked about. And for Helen, you know Helen. And do you know, how well do you know Brick? Passing. Okay, I'm gonna draw a dotted
line. Passing, yeah.
Dotted line to Brick. And Kane. Dotted line to Kane.
Passing, if at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so that's everybody. Let's do our exercise. So, I'm gonna set up a scene impromptu-wise. So, Kane, why would you go to a library?
Let's see. Maybe there's a case with the police, and they're consulting a psychic, and it is about maybe someone in town has their stuff stolen, and they've tried to figure out what's going on, and like they can't catch anybody in the act, so they think maybe there's something supernatural coming on, so they're like, oh, we're gonna need a psychic in here, and something. And so I'm like, I need to go research this person's house and shit so I can set shit up and pretend.
Yeah, I need to find out if it's has history of being haunted or something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was killed in it.
Yeah. So okay. I can pretend to do
so a seance. You go to the library knowing all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You see that it's pretty sparse library. There's one librarian in attendance, and it is Rowan. What do you say to Rowan?
Nothing if he doesn't say nothing to me.
But you need help finding information, correct?
Oh, crap.
Because you don't, this is the 90s, remember? Yeah. Information isn't so readily available without proper knowledge. So you have to figure out how to get this across without letting on to what you're doing. So you say what to Rowan?
What would they have in the 90s that I could look at?
Microfiche.
Mm-hmm. Microfiche.
Yeah.
Oh, microfiche.
Yeah, and the microfiche is always, like, kept back with the librarians, usually. Like, you have to ask for it.
It's a little, like,
it's
Rolodex newspaper, thing. But tiny.
It's, you put in that thing and you, like, scroll through it and look at it on, like the horizontal monitors.
Okay, so keep in mind, Helen, you are observing this. You're just kind of like off sipping tea.
Yeah,
and, like,
I don't know if Kane would notice me. I am literally just like pottering around.
Yeah,
I notice you, I don't care. You're always there.
You look like you're busy minding your own business.
Okay. Kane, my boy, I'm looking for some microfiche today.
Right. Anything more specific than that?
Specific microfiche. You drive a hard bargain there, my boy. I need to know. I need to look in this neighborhood here.
Okay.
There's a thing happening, and I need to look at this microfiche about this house.
Off to a good start.
There's a thing. Is it like an emergency?
No. It's like a party. I'm putting on a party for these people. I need to look.
You have an
address. I'm literally pulling this character out of my ass.
I need to look at all of your microphones.
All of it.
It's the house that's over on 32 Turtle Shit.
Turtle shit.
Sorry, I smeared it off my hand. 32 Turtle Shank Lane.
Shank?
It's not tumbleweed.
That's the one. I knew I'd come to you with a good idea.
Shit.
Oh my god. 32 Turtles. Tumbleweed.
Alright, just like.
It's not an emergency. Don't worry about it.
Okay, just give me a minute.
Okay.
I guess I'll start looking.
Getting a little southerny.
Yeah, see?
I mean, it's a fake accent anyway,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's allowed to be
put it on.
Important thing that Kane would have needed to mention, unless it's not something that Rowan needs to know, is like a date. Like, it wouldn't need, okay. like, a range of dates.
Yeah, well, retcon...
Doesn't know the range of dates.
Maybe you do. We'll say that you do.
I would just assume and start picking up some, like, recent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said he's having a party for these people, so I would try and find something, like, recent.
Oh, okay.
And maybe, like, not a lot shows up, so I go back. I go deeper.
And okay. I go deeper.
Find something sussy?
Yes.
Okay.
What is your reaction to this, and how do you present this information to Kane?
I guess it depends on what it is. Like,
let's just say you see, like, something that someone wouldn't notice. Like, there's maybe an entity in the imagery that was, like, captured.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know...
Maybe it's a story about a murder.
Yeah, you have this feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that most people would notice, except you do.
Mm-hmm. Pause that. I need to go take this.
Go pee-pee!
I gotta pee-pee.
Okay.
Alright, back. Okay, so back. You find sussy things.
So I think I would come back with maybe like a few printouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple of the more recent, and then I would like include like one of the older, like the sussy one. Mm-hmm. Just on the down low. Like I wouldn't make a big deal of it, and I would kind of be like, I mean, you weren't really specific with the dates, so I just kind of grabbed a couple. If you can tell me more of what you're looking for, then...
Oh, well, that works.
And then I'll watch him and see if he, like...
want to shift through it.
You're yeah. So I'm not making a big deal of it. I have included it, and I'm, like, I'm
see
scoping.
If I react to it.
So yeah, you I'm think you're being see. Really stealthy, but in reality, you're just, like, hovering.
Just kind of, like, flicks his eyes up a little bit, like, I'm not going to react.
In the machine?
In no, print out.
Print out. Can't we, like, can't you, like, print it?
You can print it out, yeah, if he went through it himself, but that, like, that would be a little bit suspicious, like, if he went through them himself, like, if he didn't just come back with, like, a few of them, and just be like, here, look through it yourself, if he, like, went through them
like,
on his own.
I found all of these for you.
Yeah.
So instead, why don't you give him the actual microfiche he goes to put it in the machine, and you're just like...
Eyes emoji.
Like, it could be,
glancing
like...
Glancing over at you, trying not to show that I'm noticing you.
It could be that, like, that he, like, is asking Kane if he needs help with the machine. Like, do you need help figuring it out? I'm gonna come over there and help you.
He's like, are you fine? Like, have you ever used one of these before?
Yeah, I have. Quite a few times, actually.
Okay, well, just, you know, let me
what?
Know.
What's your physical reaction right now? How are you reacting to this physically?
I'm
like,
taking notes as I read. So.
You. Wow.
Oh, God.
The library is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's haunted.
I'm, like, definitely, like, paying attention, but, like, trying not to be obvious, but still I'm probably...
What's your body language and your, like, pulse rate? Are you, like, shaking? Are you, like, tapping? Are you, like...
Fidgeting.
Yeah.
Maybe not fidgeting so much as just kind of, like, sort of, like, closed, sort of protective body language and definitely, like, hovering.
Okay.
Kind of.
So you are
in a way that seems agitated,
well,
not in
like
a
paying attention to me, so
like a frenetic way, but definitely kind of like closed body language. Like,
okay,
I'm too concerned with trying not to be suspicious myself with what I'm trying to figure out. So I am not paying attention to you.
We're both just like, don't be suspicious. All right,
so you found what you wanted.
Yes. And I do stay a long time. You might notice on, like, there might be a lot of photos that show kind of the layout of the house.
Mm.
And I, like, jot really quickly, like, the layout of the house.
So, all right, so you have all of the information you need and you leave.
Mm-hmm. You Thanks, have... Kane. No, I'm Kane. Thanks, Roman. Thanks, Roman, my boy.
Thanks, myself.
Yeah, self.
I did great.
So now Kane is gone,
mm-hmm.
and you have the microfiche back.
Mm.
What do you do?
I'm gonna go back and look at everything that he spent time on.
Okay.
Well, but do I do that right away or do I wait until I think I can do it without anyone else noticing?
How nervous are you on a scale from 1 to 10?
12. 7?
You do it right away.
Okay. But, yeah, I'll go look.
Okay, so you do that and your shift is over, you go on break.
Mm.
Helen comes in behind you. and looks at what you're looking at.
I closed it.
She saw everything.
She saw everything.
Yeah. It's not a browser.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The thing away.
Yeah, hell
so,
like...
Here's the thing. Before there is even a putting it away, Kane and Rowan are suspiciousing each other. And trying to be unsuspicious while being
Listen,
suspicious.
I have +2 in charm, yeah. So...
That's fine, but also...
I think Rowan negates it.
Yeah,
no,
-2 in charm. Yeah.
But, like, so while they're trying not to pay attention to each other while paying attention to each other...
Yes.
Helen is just in the background, just like...
Hey guys!
She's like getting a book, and then she's, you know, walking back around. She only needs a quick glance at like, okay, and keeps going.
She knows the exact article and like its entire contents.
Yeah,
yeah.
She like she's sees like, the
she sees an address or something on there. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know that address, and keeps going.
Okay, so everyone's gone for the day, and you feel kind of some worry. From what you saw, and you feel inclined to make a phone call to Brick. What does this message include?
Well, it's not the...
It's not a message. Okay, so what do you say to Brick?
Oh, wait, do we want it to be, like, you call the police, or do you want to, like, Brick shows up later
I
and
feel
you
like
tell
it's
Brick?
Just Brick?
Yeah,
so
you...
So Brick shows up later
you,
for
you
our,
know
for
that,
our, like, weekly tea.
You know that Brick is the one who always takes these kinds of calls anyways. You just call him directly. You figure you cut out the middleman.
I wonder if it's... It wouldn't necessarily be an emergency thing. It's not like it's in the middle of the night mm-hmm. or something. So it'd be like, it's the next day and I'm in my garden with my tea and Brick comes. I can hear the car. Like, everyone's here. And so...
Yeah, it definitely has like a
distinct.
Yeah, very distinctive
squeal from the transmission.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
God,
squeal.
Here comes the jalopy.
So I obviously can hear him coming, and so I like stand up and I walk down my little steps. And I kind of wave at him because I can hear him on the street.
Oh, hey, Helen. He rolls down the window.
Brick, are you going anywhere right now?
Oh, not really.
Well, come up for some tea.
Oh, all right,
Helen. Do you have any honey on you?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty. Hold on.
Come over here.
Just a whole fucking bucket.
Oh, he has, like, some mason jars in the back or something. You never know when you want to gift somebody honey.
That's true. I love Brick.
And so we're sitting there chatting about whatever, and I'm mention. I'm just like, the other day was really weird. I was at the library and that weird fellow came in and he was looking up some weird things about the place on Tumbleweed. And he found some microfiche. It all seemed pretty alright, but he was being suspicious and Rowan was being his Rowan self.
Oh, do you think they're breaking the law or something?
No, I think they're just looking up weird things about it. You know that house. The house, I don't know if you were in town when it happened, the year it happened with little Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay, yeah.
Little Jimmy, like, got pushed off a cliff or something. No, it was a balcony.
Yes, I don't think that would be considered a cliff.
For a child!
It's a house cliff.
A house cliff, yes. So, Kane looked that up. I don't know if he was looking specifically for that. That in itself was suspicious. And then Rowan also seemed to be...
Well, they're having a party involved. There or something.
Well, yes.
Is it involved with that?
Definitely having a party.
That seems to have been what the premise was, but I believe there was maybe some ulterior motives, and Rowan seemed rather... distracted about what he found. Maybe a little nervous. I was wondering if you would just check in on him.
Alright.
Find out.
Like things. like a wellness check or something?
Yeah, you
can
do that.
Okay.
Bring that honey.
I haven't really met him yet, so I guess I can go check it out.
He's... alright. He's good,
yeah.
But interesting.
Oh.
Don't spook him.
He's very spooky.
No sudden movements. I know you, Brick. Don't come in bursting and going, hey!
Hey, pal!
Hey, pal!
Oh, alright, I'll go check it out.
Alright.
You know,
finish your tea and go ahead. Go along.
I've already finished the tea with things.
Okay. Get the fuck out of my house. Alright, bye bye now. Yep. Go ahead, get on.
Always love your tea, Helen. Thank you.
Yes, good honey.
What kind of tea is it?
I don't know.
Chamomile.
Chamomile?
Sleepy time.
No, Earl Grey? This is like 11 Z, oh. So
lavender?
It's
Earl Grey.
It's like Earl Grey.
Lavender, yeah.
Some breakfasty thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the two of you, if you would step outside for a moment.
Brick's gonna go to the house, go to his house and, and be like, knock, knock, knock.
Yeah, or knock, probably knock. Apartment.
Whatever
probably
it is.
Probably doesn't have a house.
Okay.
Probably lives in some apartment somewhere.
Yeah. You know, what, just a normal, regular, vanilla apartment.
Yeah.
Painted gray.
Grayish.
Grayish
isn't a thing yet. It's whatever. It's whatever.
I like that horrific 70s yellow.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Well, but oh yeah, because it was they were probably built in the '70s.
Mm-hmm.
They still exist. Oh,
it's
God.
Brown and yellow and orange.
So he pulls into the parking lot. Parks goes, knocks on the door. Just like, you know, gotta make sure Helen.
Here he comes. couple seconds go by and Rowan comes to the door and he opens the door and sees you and just instantly it turns like fucking just white, just so pale.
Brick's a big guy too, so. He's a brick.
Towels.
Hey, you're Rowan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you work at the library.
That's right.
I got a wellness check for you. Just kind of checking in on you. Somebody was a little worried about you. Is there any reason why somebody would be worried about you?
I don't see why that would be the case.
All right. Do you need me to come check on you again?
And as he's like leaning against the door frame, he kind of like slips in a way that is like weird.
Okay.
Like you kind of think like, oh, his elbow just slipped, but just something about it, you're kind of like,
Okay. All right. Well,
like, yeah. But I mean, everything's fine. So.
Brick squints at it.
Squints.
All right. Well, you know.
I mean, but I appreciate you like coming. That's really, you know, good.
All right.
And appreciated.
Well, Rowan, you just keep doing great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you be now. Go do whatever you were doing, I guess.
Yeah. For sure. Thanks for, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Also. Reaches into his like large jacket and pulls out a bottle or a thing of honey. He's just like, here you go.
I
you're new, right? I haven't seen you around much.
Yeah, I'm not the most, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you ever want any more, just let me know. Name's Brick.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. See ya. All
right.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
Guess what is? What are your suppositions?
Oh boy, okay. Things going through Brick's mind. Okay, he's really nervous. I think initially he'll just be like, he's just socially awkward. Mm-hmm. The socially awkward guy. But also he's just like, Helen has like this, like...
Helen has the sense.
Has the sense, so he's gonna start thinking about it a little bit more. He's looking at microfiche. Got nervous about what was on there because there's dead body on it. There are dead people. Something like that. Did some weird slipping thing. Alien.
Not alien.
Dang it. Alright. I don't know. I think you'd have to think this one through for a while. He would definitely be keeping an eye on Rowan more now, though.
Alien would be hilarious.
That would be really great.
Very
X-Files.
Okay, question. If he, let's say he staked out the apartment.
Oh, interesting.
Just like hung out there for a little while, just, you know, maybe a week.
In his very obviously loud car.
Well, no, he'll have it turned off. Just hanging out there. And hopefully... I mean, he's done this before, hanging outside and watching. What is the schedule going to be like for Rowan? Is there anything he's going to see?
Man.
Whatever you want to give away. If you don't want to give it away, that's fine.
No, I feel like just, like, in his apartment, like, you see Rowan just straight up, like, walk through a door, a closed door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just, like, walk through it.
Oh.
Like, right. Just very normal.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I gotta go in here and just walk straight through the door.
Okay.
And then a couple minutes go by and, like, walks out. Just very, like,
okay.
Normal. Occasionally, like, will be, like, holding something and drop it in a way of, like, oh, that didn't just slip out of his hand. That went through his hand.
Ghost. Okay, all right. Well, I think Rowan's going to keep that to himself. Or not Rowan. Burke's going to keep that to himself.
Yeah.
Mostly because he's... Now he wants to be friends with Rowan.
Aww. Wants to be Rowan's best friend.
He's definitely not going to tell Helen, so...
That was fun. This is fun.
That was fun.
I'm very excited.
Oh, God. I will have to say... That was
the most
painfully awkward experience.
Secondhand awkward.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll tell you what Brick's going to tell Helen.
Okay.
He's going to say that Rowan's just a socially awkward fella. He's just kind of strange. And that's okay. We can't judge people for that. He's just kind of weird.
I won't judge him for it, but I will
judge him.
Helen just wants to make sure that he's not doing anything that's going to really get him into trouble. Or anyone else
into
trouble.
I'm not going to judge him in a judging kind of way.
Okay, I will say, Helen's... She's a... What's the word I'm trying to think of? Perceptive woman. She will probably be able to tell that Brick is holding back a little bit.
At the very least, Helen would also have noticed that Rowan tends to drop things kind of a lot. Like, he's kind of clumsy with stuff.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So.
But forward-facing Brick's just going to be like, he's a really awkward guy. He's nice, though. You gotta be nice to him, Helen.
I am nice to him.
I'm not nice mean to him.
That's good. Keep it up, Helen.
Aww.
It's fine.
He's very cute.
Okay, as long as he's okay and he's not...
He's fine.
Okay, he's fine.
I gave him some honey.
Okay.
That'll keep him nice and healthy. Local honey. Won't have any allergies.
A friendship brewing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll come check up on him some more.
Helen's like,
how often?
How often?
Are you married?
What?
Is he married?
Are you married?
I haven't really decided that yet.
Okay.
But I think he is going to be married.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. This is the 90s, so... I mean, he's got to be gay, so just, you know...
Hell yeah. Oh,
okay. 90s gay. Got it.
So he might have a partner.
Helen is literally going, are you going to make him your boyfriend? Like in an old person way that it's like, are you going to be close friends?
No, Helen.
I ship them.
I'm going to go out for lunch.
Don't make me into one of your storybook characters.
Oh, that's so good.
Alright, well, keep an eye on him.
I'll keep an eye on him. Keep a close eye on him.
Both eyes.
Oh my god, if they're having this conversation like in the library while Rowan's right there, and Brick's just like, I'll keep a close eye on him.
Sweating. Just so trying to be anywhere else doing anything.
The library's not big enough for you to be far enough
so
away.
Busy.
Very good.
So our explanation for rotating out, we can either do one of two options. Say we're there and just not participate, or we can have like an in-story reason for there for not being.
If it's because it should be insular stories, so they're just gonna be like, oh, Helen's on holiday.
Okay, yeah, that makes most sense. Like Helen is tired and needs a nap.
Brick is tied up in a lot of red tape from the last mission.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. And then for me, I just do what I please. So
show up whenever.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. Cool.
Yay.
Okay.
Good job.
Did you just say blow job?
Blowjob!
Yay!
Blowjob for everyone!
Yay!
Blowjob for
everyone!
Get the grapefruit lady.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So cursed.
Oh, boy.
So cursed.
Hey, that.
Oh, I love that.
Hey,
that. Ew, yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Get the fuck out of my house.
Get out of my home.
Get out of my house, audience.
Bye.
Get the fuck out.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
sample yours.
Yes.
So all of you only need two each of the sixies.
Yeah, you only need sixes.
Oh, you only need sixes? Okay, yeah, good. So
they, well, perfect.
And then you have another set that matches this.
Yes.
Well, and we won't be using them today. So, next time.
Queef Latifah.
Oh my. Why didn't you just say Queen Latifah?
Queef Latina.